Hey, welcome to this conversation. I'm sitting here looking out the back. It is a beautiful day. It's probably beautiful now because it's, I'm guessing, about 80 degrees. But if it's heading anything like I know a good Reading summer will, it will be heading for 100 degrees, which will be not so much fun. So right now, the window's open. I can hear the birds. I can hear some working on next door. But I will certainly be closing that window shortly, not because I don't want the fresh air, but because that fresh air will be supercharged with heat. And oh boy, I'm glad for air conditioning. The conversation I want to talk with you today about is really what I would call faithful are the wounds of a friend. Having people around you that will speak the truth. And I'm going to just walk through what we've been doing lately and why this is so important and tell you what we've done as a result. I meet with three other guys every couple of weeks. We set up a standing arrangement in our schedule so that if someone's not there, it doesn't matter. It's still whoever is in town, then we will meet together. And I've been doing this for probably more than 5 years. Some of those guys have come and gone. But we will continue to meet, and I recognize that these are the people that I'm intentionally building life with that really know me, where we can talk about anything, where we'll hold each other accountable to greatness, not just to weakness, and we're doing life together. I'd call them friends. I'd call them partners in purpose. I'd say we share similar, if not the same values, but all very different. One's in real estate, one's in in-home 24-hour assisted living care, one is in business development, and they're just a great group of guys that I'm so grateful to be with. But one of the things that recently we did is decided to make what we called a 2x4 covenant. Now, you say, what's a 2x4? Well, in New Zealand, we call it a 4x2. In the States, it's called a 2x4. It's a piece of wood or timber that is used in framing of a house. And I got we got a piece each, 2 feet long. So it's 2 inches by 4 inches or 4 inches by 2 inches, whichever way you want to call it. And what we did is we wrote on it our name and the date, and we each signed it, and we each took one home. Now, you're thinking, what on earth are you doing? It's just crazy. Well, have you ever heard the phrase, hit in the head with a piece of 4x2, or I was hit in the head with a piece of 2x4? And it refers to some people that they just don't hear you until you hit them really hard with direct conversation or direct language, so that, oh, it's kind of like a wake up or a smack in the side of the head with truth. Well, we realized that we need to up our level of conversation with one another, so that if I see something, I'll say something. And this 2x4 was a commitment to one another to say, if I see or hear, observe or experiencing you doing something that is stupid or hitting stupid, I may not even know all the details of it, but what we're doing is we're setting up a relationship right now that the expectation of one another is, I don't just say I've got your back, I will hit you around the head with this if necessary. If I'm seeing you start to treat your wife in a way that's disrespectful, if I'm hearing things out of your mouth regarding others that are misaligned with values, whatever it may be, we want that level of relationship because I'm seeing people all around me do stupid things or say dumb things or walk a different direction. And I'm realizing I have to have people in my life that will truly live out truth-telling. Now, where does this come back to is, over the last probably 6 months, I've had a series of conversations with people. One with it was a business that I'm an advisor to, and I was observing the leader, the CEO of that company. Some of his employees were starting to act really weird. They'd gone off and doing different things and taking liberties and getting really frustrated with him. And he was kind of pushing back and just telling me continually that it was them and they were doing this and they were doing that. The more that I observed it, the more I realized the reason they were acting out the way they were is because of his lack of leadership, his lack of governance, his wasn't following through on details. So I knew I had to have a conversation with him and tell him the truth of this is what I think it is. At the core of it, it's you. It's your lack of leadership, of lack of stepping up. They're acting out because of the vacuum that you've created in leadership. The problem was I knew that if he's a strong personality, if I had that conversation with him, that could destroy my relationship. But I got to the point where would I rather him self-implode and destroy this company, or am I truly honest and willing to take the risk of telling him the truth and potentially save his company and his life? And if I lose my friendship over that, then I probably didn't have a strong friendship to start with. So I remember getting on the call with him, and we get halfway through the conversation, and he's saying, no, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. And I remember almost at the point of tears, you've got to hear this. I had to pull out metaphorically a 2x4 and smack him with, this is what I'm seeing and hearing. I had to be super direct. And at the point, he got it. You know what the amazing thing was? I just got onto a roll and saying this and this and this. And then out of my mouth comes, not only that, but you need to have someone mentor you so that you grow in your leadership, so that you can have the capacity to lead someone like this. And then out of my mouth comes, close your eyes right now. God's just going to show you the face of somebody that you need to go and talk to. And he tells me afterwards, he's like, whatever, it's not going to happen. But he closed his eyes anyway and instantly saw the face of somebody that he does not like, because they operate in a leadership gifting and style so different to him, in brackets, that he needs. So he actually, the very next day, went and approached that person and said, would you be willing to walk with me, mentor me as I grow as a leader? And that person responds, yeah, of course. 2 years ago, I got a prophetic word from someone that I would be walking with you in your business, and I've just been waiting for you to ask. That was amazing. It made me look pretty good, but I can't claim credit to that. It was a phenomenal conversation that could have gone either way. But if I'm truly his friend, I will tell him the truth. You need to own this and deal with it and move forward. Now, 6 months on down the track, that company is growing stronger directly as a result of that person mentoring that leader. He's growing in his leadership capacity. That was example number one. Example number two is I've got another friend, and this guy I love the vision, love him and his family, super excited about what they're building. And it started over time seeing a series of relationships implode around him, or a series of business deals. And in this case, I went into bat for him. I went in and defended him with others. We stood beside him and walked with him. But the things kept repeating in different circumstances and with different people. Finally, this has been a 2-year journey, I'm starting to see a pattern emerging where there's one common denominator. If you have a deal that goes bad, that's the deal that's gone bad. That's a bummer. It's really disappointing. If you have two deals that go bad, it's like, oh, ouch. Did I follow everything I need to? Yep, I did. Man, that's really bad luck, but bummer. But if you start to see 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 deals that go bad, and all of them have got some relational component that went sideways, it's probably not all them. There may be something in you. And with my friend, I started to realize this and see, oh no, there's clearly some injustice done. That's without question, but there's a contributor there's a something in him that is going on that is contributing to this that he's not recognizing and seeing. So with him, I went down, talked face to face. Actually, initially wrote an email. I should have met first face to face. Wrote him an email in the moment. I'd met him just the day before, and so followed that up. But laid it out. This is, hey, I love you enough to tell you the truth. And it didn't go so well initially. Then we met face to face and worked it out. And I thought he'd heard it. And sad thing is, I'm seeing that play out further and be repeated. So I believe he heard, I believe he received, but he didn't apply that and actually have a good deep dive look at what am I doing to contribute to this, because I see that repeating again. What's the point is I've seen that now in one person that made adjustments and within 6 months is leaps and bounds ahead. I've seen another one where I've had to speak directly to, which is not easy and comfortable for me, and they seemingly received it but haven't changed behaviors, and so it's repeating in a negative way. But then I realize I'm no different to them. Who do I have around me that be willing to speak into me and give me that two before feedback where I need it? Because, you know, where I'm caught up in vision or what I'm doing and excited about, I don't see if I'm starting to grow a third arm or if I'm starting to behave a particular way. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the other thing that I keep remembering is I got to meet a particular leader of a state, so in the government and in the CFO role for a particular state in America, and it was an amazing conversation. I started to talk about, it was supposed to be a 5-minute meeting, and I wanted to shake your hands, walk away. And he just asked, you know, what is it that you do? And I explained, well, heaven and business, we're really help people see and experience how much God values their everyday work. We equip them to partner with God to build great business. And then we inspire them and challenge them to engage in building and influencing cities and nations. And then I gave him a couple of examples of some of the people that I know that are doing phenomenal work in cities and nations with great resources as they're partnering with God. You know, after 5 minutes, he just carries on talking and asking questions. And then he sits back and he asks me this question. He says, Andy, how do you deal with, so these guys that have got then crazy resources, how do you deal with greed? And now the context is, here's somebody who's managing a multi-billion dollar state government. He's the one that runs the checkbook. And he's asking me, how do you deal with greed? And I can only say that this would be what I call a word of wisdom, where God just drops into you something that you didn't think of ahead of time. But in the moment, it was like, wow, that was a wise thing to say, but you can't claim credit for it afterwards. I just said to him, you know what? I don't actually know. I don't know what, if I had $1 billion tomorrow, $1 million tomorrow, whether that's power, influence, I don't know what I would do with that. I have no idea. I'd love to think that my character and my internal governance would be great, that I'd handle it really well and treat people well and all those things, but I actually don't know. The one thing I do know is I have to have people around me that know me, that know me as well as I know myself, that will speak the truth, that are not afraid of coming face to face with me and saying, Andy, you need to pull your head in here, you need to stand down, or you need to step it up, or you need to say something. I don't know what I will do, but the only thing I know is I need to have people that will help me. And he sits back and he says, he's got eyes that are kind of somewhat liquid. He goes, this conversation is so therapeutic, which I'm thinking now that probably means, in my language would be, I'm feeling the presence of God on this. That's wisdom, and I'm so grateful for that. And we've carried on a conversation with that person. I'm going to meet with him again. But it really triggered me, do I have those relationships in my life? Do I have people around me that can speak the truth, that will speak the truth in love, that genuinely believe and love me enough to tell me the things, the hard conversations that, Andy, you need to change what you're doing. Your behavior is not right. I'm starting to see and smell something around you that smells of greed or pride or whatever it may be. I would rather someone say that and I get to examine me and we work it out and say, oh no, it was just an anomaly. It was just something else, rather than I am growing a character or growing something in arrogance that will then undermine me and sabotage my future. So there's an example of one that responded and I'm seeing it accelerate, one that didn't and I'm seeing them decelerate or get self-sabotage. And then I'm seeing conversations grow and I'm seeing for myself people around me building those relationships with people that will speak the truth. If I love you, I will say something. Love doesn't cover for the sake of avoiding confrontation. Love speaks the truth and doesn't let go. So I encourage you to think around you. Who do you have around you that you could start to build relationship with? Maybe that's nobody right now, but you can start somewhere. You can say, hey, here's a couple of people that I would like to start meeting with, even if that's monthly. Let's grab a coffee and start to build a relationship with the intent of walking our lives out healthy and faith and friends and family and work, so that we walk in integrity in all of life. So I encourage you also, if you've already got those people, then now what's stopping you making a 2-before covenant where you grab a piece of wood each and you write the date and the name on it? And I've got that piece of wood now sitting in my garage. So every day I can see it as I drive in, drive out. And I know that my friends have got the same thing in their garage. And the agreement is that if we have to, metaphorically or if it really comes to it, walk around to their house with a piece of that 2-before and say, hey, remember this? Well, I don't want to have to use it, but right now I want to speak something into your life that's going to hurt. And I don't want to do this, but I need to tell you this about you. So thanks for listening to the conversation. If it's been helpful, make sure you tell some friends. They should be listening to this too. And you can find out more about us on andyandjanine.com. And thanks for being a part of this conversation.